US President Donald Trump has threatened to retaliate against Democrats if they try to use their newfound power in the House to investigate him and his administration. Yesterday's midterm elections delivered a consequential power shift in Washington. Democrats have seized control of the House, while Republicans are poised to build on their majority in the Senate. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports from Washington.
Hours after Democrats won control of the House, President Trump called a press conference. Facing a new political reality, he talked up his desire for bipartisanship.
Hopefully we can all work together next year to continue delivering for the American people.
But that vow comes with a caveat. If Democrats use their newfound power to investigate the president, all bets are off.
If they do that, then it's just all it is a warlike posture.
Democrats have indicated they'll push for increased oversight and accountability. Transitional House Leader Nancy Pelosi.
But you can be sure of one thing. When we go down any of these paths, we'll know what we're doing and we'll do it right.
They've ruled out impeachment for now, a move Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has praised.
We impeached President Clinton. His numbers went up and ours went down, and we underperformed in the next election. So the Democrats in the House will have to decide just how much presidential harassment they think is good strategy. I'm not so sure it'll work for them.
Both sides are claiming yesterday's result as a victory. Mr. Trump crediting himself with stopping any so-called blue wave in the Senate.
As an example, of the 11 candidates we campaigned with during the last week, 9 won last night. This vigorous campaigning stopped the blue wave that they talked about. I don't know if there ever was such a thing, but could have been. If we didn't do the campaigning, probably there could have been.
He blamed the House loss on incumbent Republican retirements and on the media. Listing off ousted Republicans, he pinned their results on their failure to embrace him.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. Too bad. Sorry about that, Mia. And Barbara Comstock was another one. I mean, I think she could have won that race, but she didn't want to have any embrace.
He saved his most impassioned attack for his favourite foe, the media, namely CNN's Jim Acosta.
I tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his
butt. Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
Mr. Trump says yesterday's results show people like him and like the job he's doing. But they reveal something else, too. Democrats' gains came from suburban and metropolitan voters, while Republicans dominated in rural areas, confirming one clear reality. The United States remains incredibly divided. This is Stephanie March in Washington, reporting for AM.